This is VOA News via remotes. I'm Tommy McNeil. China flew more than 30 military planes toward Taiwan Saturday. It is the second display of force in as many days. Taiwan's defense ministry and said 39 aircraft had entered Taiwan's air defense identification zone and two sorties, one during the day, one at night. This followed the similar pattern on Friday when 38 planes flew into the area south of the self-governing island. China claims Taiwan, which lies off its east coast as its territory, to split in 1949 during a civil war in which the communists took control of mainland China and the rival nationalists set up a government on Taiwan. The first women's march of the Biden administration headed straight for the steps of the U.S. Supreme Court on Saturday as part of a nationwide protest that drew thousands to Washington to demand continued access to abortion in a year when conservative lawmakers and judges have put it in jeopardy. Demonstrators filled the streets surrounding the court shouting, "My body, my choice," and cheering loudly to the beat of drums before heading out on the march. They rallied in a square near the White House, waving signs that said, "Mind your own uterus," and "I love someone who had an abortion." U.S. President Joe Biden on Saturday acknowledged frustrations that Democrats strained to rescue a scaled-back version of his $3.5 trillion government overhaul plan and salvage a related public works bill after frantic negotiations failed to produce a deal. The president had gone to Capitol Hill on Friday for a private meeting with House Democrats that was partly a morale booster for the disjointed caucus of lawmakers. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. With Brazil's presidential election just 1 year away, tens of thousands of demonstrators have marched in several areas, including Rio de Janeiro, Sao Paulo, and dozens of other cities around the country, to protest President Jair Bolsonaro and call for his impeachment over his government's handling of the coronavirus pandemic. The protests, smaller than those in support of Bolsonaro last September 7th, were promoted by leftist parties and some union movements linked to the former president, and is widely expected to run against Bolsonaro in Brazil's October 2nd, 2022 election. Now, Saturday's protest targeted the president for his mishandling of the COVID-19 pandemic. An Italian offshore supply vessel on Saturday rescued 65 migrants that included women and children fleeing to Libya or fleeing from Libya to Europe on a crowded wooden boat. The migrant boat was drifting after its engine stopped working and was spotted by the Seabird, an NGO monitoring aircraft flying over the central Mediterranean. Those on board were not wearing life vests and were eventually rescued in international waters by the supply vessel on an oil field following a request to do so from the Seabird. An Associated Press journalist flying with the Seabird witnessed that rescue. A Libyan Coast Guard vessel arrived on the scene shortly afterward to inspect the empty boat. It is common for Libyan authorities to retrieve engine following rescues. Top U.S. official on Friday apologized for how Haitian migrants were treated along the U.S.-Mexico border, saying it's not how border officials or the Department of Homeland Security behave. The comments from Juan Gonzalez, the U.S. National Security Council senior director for the Western Hemisphere, came during a two-day visit to Haiti to talk with local leaders about migration and other issues. The U.S. government recently came under fire for its treatment of Haitian migrants, with images showing men on horseback corralling Haitian asylum seekers. An erupting volcano on a Spanish island off northwest Africa has blown open two more fissures on its cone, as authorities report intense activity in that area. The new fissures, about 15 meters apart, sent streaks of fiery red and orange lava toward the sea, parallel to an earlier flow that reached the Atlantic Ocean earlier this week. Officials said Friday the volcano is much more aggressive, almost 2 weeks after it erupted on the island of La Palma. There's more at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.